It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
All right, here we are, game 162. Xander Bogaerts looking out over the field, freezing his ass off. Seems like just yesterday that we were talking about you freezing your ass off in 2014, but you're all grown up freezing your ass off here. But congratulations, Xander, on a great year.
Thank you. Yeah, I've came to getting used to this weather early on and later on.
All right, so I know that we don't have a lot of time here, and I appreciate you taking the time because I know today's a tough day, man, packing and everything. So I wanted this to be sort of like I asked for people to ask questions and give love to you and everything else. I'm a man of the people. I want to spread the love to you, okay?
Thank you.
And the questions. You know, they don't get a chance to do this. Before we do that, yes or no answers. Ready? We're going to go through the questions, which basically everyone asks, okay?
Okay.
Have they approached you about a contract this year during the season?
No.
Okay. Are you upset that they did or didn't?
Oh. Ooh.
You could use more than one word if you like.
Okay. I wouldn't have mine.
That's a good answer.
Okay.
Are you a better player now than you were at the beginning of the year?
No.
You're the same. Are you a better player now than when you finished the year last year?
Yeah.
When you hit a home run off Garrett Cole and people were pouring beer on their face.
Oh, no, I was locked in. That was a nice playoff run we had.
Was a year ago today.
But this year, I mean, I was seven multi-hit games and I don't know, 20 games, so I can't say I'm better now.
I think it's a better question. Are you? Is there another like stock question that I'm missing, Coop?
Yeah, because that's
tough.
No, I mean, I just want to get these out of the way.
Yeah, that's like, tough to beat.
Yeah, that's tough to beat.
I mean, that was a good moment.
Yeah.
You talk about Fenway, like, as loud as it can be. I mean, so 2013, David Ortiz hits the Grand Slam versus wild card game last year. What was louder?
That was a
lot. Sorry to say it, but it was a wild card game.
Yeah.
Best crowd ever.
Right?
Best crowd ever.
Fenway was rocking.
I think it's because of, like, just one game, you know? Like, it's one. It's you win, you stay. If you lose, you go home, you know? And, like, obviously the Yankees, they were beating us. They were coming in here, sweeping us the series before. They swept us here. Mm-hmm. We went to New York, didn't play good either. So not many people had us winning, you know? And this place, I mean, it was crazy.
Okay, we're going to finish this off before we get to did it surprise you that – when we did the podcast at the beginning of the year in spring training, which, by the way, oh my goodness, it was such a good podcast, right? 45 minutes. It was good. So if I told you now that you would be sitting here now without any talks, would that have surprised you? Did you expect at some point?
I'm not surprised. No.
Okay. The last one is, as they sit here, is it difficult? And listen, I mean, it's a business. We get it. Is it difficult to imagine yourself playing in a different uniform?
I mean, it's difficult, you know, just because of you're only playing here for your whole career, you know. But, I mean, if it comes to that, it's definitely a different challenge. And, you know, I mean, I'm much more grown now than when I was couple years back.
You know the world.
I've experienced.
It would probably have been a lot different, like, in 2019.
A lot.
Yeah, you would have been like, I can't imagine myself in a different uniform.
It would have been a lot, especially we were having some really good years.
You know,
leading up to that point, and obviously stuff have been a little tougher lately, but the city, the baseball here in general, it's tough to beat.
Are you emotional today?
So far, not. I don't know. It might be the weather, man. Like, I'm honest, man. It's too cold for you to be. I feel like if you start crying, it'll start freezing, you know? Like, the waters.
You start getting the icicles down
the
face.
It wouldn't be It wouldn't be good. So I don't know what would happen. I mean, hopefully I have a good game, but I'm not really worried about that.
You
at
should
all.
Hope for a rainout because you just had a grand slam.
Yeah, I saw someone put that out yesterday. Someone sent me a screenshot of that. Like, maybe my last at bat might be a grand slam.
I mean, I'm not saying that.
It's not a bad way to go out.
By
it's
the way,
not.
So before we get to the your following here, I just want to make this aware that we at the podcast had started a Just Make It Happen Foundation, and we have asked people to contribute to it to help, you know, if the Red Sox say they don't have enough money to Make It Happen Foundation. So I just want to make that clear. Zach Kelly has contributed what? How much did he contribute?
I think at least a dollar.
At least a dollar. But there, just to let you know that that's in the works.
That's something that you guys have going on.
Well, you can appreciate you thank all the people who are part of the Make It Happen Foundation.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the effort. that's all that counts.
Every little bit helps. A percentage of the Make It Happen Foundation goes to you, but I'm not saying what percentage. It could be a half a percentage. All right, here we go. All right, Bill Huffman. He says, love Xander. Everyone says this. I mean, everyone says love Xander.
Probably because they're from Aruba.
Everyone loves Aruba. My guess is that Bill Huffman is not from Aruba.
They like Aruba, though.
Oh, yeah. They're trying to get a deal. How much will staying at shortstop weigh into your decision wherever you sign? That's a good question, actually.
Yeah, it is. Bill. Bill?
Bill. Bill Huffman.
Yeah, Bill. I haven't think about that yet, but obviously I feel like I've made some really good improvements this year, so I'm definitely happy about that.
Yeah, so you are, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, if it was bad,
I'll answer this question for you. You're a shortstop. You proved you're a shortstop.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
About time.
Wow.
It took a while,
right?
It's always been
better late than never. Better late than never.
Yeah, but I mean, we talk about narratives from a year ago to now. I mean, that's changed.
Yeah.
Right?
So that's good. I don't have to deal with those thoughts.
Oh, my goodness. Jose Iglesias, Stephen Drew. You're like,
it's hard for me to play defense like those two guys, you know what I mean?
Wow. Now you are. Now you are. Just say you aren't going to be moving on shortstop anytime soon. All right. Alexis Latsy says, what's your favorite thing about living in Boston during the season?
Honestly, that I live close to the ballpark probably. There's a lot of concerts, like sometimes at Fenway or at the hockey arena that's pretty close to where I'm staying.
What do you like? Sit outside the park and listen to the concert?
No, I go inside. Yes.
You do?
Yeah,
which concert do you go to?
There's actually a concert today, Ozuna, but I'm not sure that I'm going to be going to that one.
Okay.
It's at TD Garden.
Oh.
Yeah, I went to Drake at TD Garden. I went to, I think it's Bruno Mars and Ciara. I mean, I went to a lot of concerts.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. Who knew? Right?
It's fun.
I wouldn't have pinned you as a Ciara fan.
It was someone else, and she came on, or it was her at Bruno Mars came on. It was something weird, but it was really good. My sister was there, so I mean.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
You get free tickets? You know, you get calm.
Yeah, I don't know if it was the Red Sox that hooked me.
Which, by the way, my own question is, like, I asked you yesterday, paying for the seafood tower. You went Devers, Darwin's, and Mata.
Brian Mata,
You take two out of the equation. Now, you had said that Devers always wants to pay. But
yeah,
is it
he's
sort
very
of
generous? He is.
The is it like alligator arms? Or is it like, hey,
no,
I
no,
got
no,
it?
No, 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 he is.
Really?
He got it.
Do you grab it from?
No, he don't. He don't. He
you
don't.
You paid though,
yeah,
right?
I do most of the times.
Okay.
Very very often, but if it's up to that guy, he will.
Really?
He got it.
He's
got
to be careful, all right?
Nah, he'll be good.
He'll
be just fine. But
You talk about guys about to get paid. He's not gonna have to worry.
No, really. I don't think he'll have to worry. Yeah. But he's. No issues.
Okay. All right. Boston Sports Gordo, one of our good friends.
He has the guy, the number one draft pick next year, Arms. Wayabamba or something like that.
Oh, yeah?
The guy that's going to go first overall in the NBA, he has those arms.
Oh, he does?
Like, long arms.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, man.
He's
see?
Open.
Just reaching across the table, grabbing a check.
He got it.
Thank you for integrating the NBA into our pocket. All right, Boston Sports Gordo, I think this is a good question. What's the best thing a fan had said to you this year to get you to stay? Because people must say stuff.
I remember the game against Houston. I think we were losing. It was late on in the game, and I don't know if it was raining, but it was like a little cold and stuff like that, and everyone started chanting, re-sign Xander. I was 0-2 in the count, but I was like, this is pretty cool.
What did you do?
I had a homer.
Oh, you did?
I got lucky, right?
Oh, look at you.
One. But yeah, it was. I was like, I think that's the first time I've heard that here. I mean, you hear people be like, "Hey, stay here, Zan." You know,
yeah, yeah. You get that a lot this year?
Yeah, I got that a lot. But this is everyone. Like, you know, started like doing a chant.
Right.
Like, bad.
Really?
And then I'm swinging and almost struck out, but I hit a home. It was cool.
Do people? Is this a when you walk in the street? Do people do that? Like, what's what? Do you,
no,
do you ever get?
No, this year I didn't walk out do much. No, I stayed. I gamed a little bit more this year.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness.
More PlayStation, but yeah. I didn't go out where people were, like, no concerts and stuff like that.
You just said you went to a bunch of concerts.
Not this year, though. Oh. I went to one this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I went to one at the new...
Yeah, the MGM.
The new thing.
Nice.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, it was nice.
Okay.
But, yeah, like, last year, and like, I went to a lot of concerts.
All right.
Pre-COVID.
Yeah. Pre-COVID, yeah. It was a lot.
All right.
Yeah.
It's okay. You can still... All right, so our good friend Zach BLM said, just want Xander to know how much we love and appreciate everything he's done. Hope there's many more years left, but if not, know that he'll always have a special place in here with all of us. I wish there's
it.
No question.
I know, that's just.
Should I put a question
a
mark?
No question, just a comment.
There's a bunch of those. There's a bunch
Thank
of those. I mean, it's. I know that your tears are frozen right now.
It is, man. It's. I don't know. I'm looking forward to seeing how it's.
When's the last time you cried?
I don't know, not far off probably.
I mean, in tears of happiness. Tears of happiness.
Oh, tears of happiness?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to, like, bring up bad memories.
Yeah, maybe when I signed my deal, you know, a little bit.
Which one, the last one?
Yeah.
I mean, is that kind of like, oh, I can, like, kind of take care of my family, like, type thing?
Not like that, but, like, I mean.
Come on, you can take care of a family.
Well, no, you get, like generational
wealth.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to say, like, oh, you know, you made it, but, like, it's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah,
I feel like, I mean, growing up, who would have thought that I was some team would want to give me that, you know, invest that in me. You know?
I could think that. here's behind. We gotta read this because I can't read.
Is this the Spanish one?
Yeah,
I was almost thinking of reading.
Oh, tell
can you read it out loud,
brother? Oh, he says, brother, you're the best. You deserve that they pay you. Don't let anyone tell you the contrary to that. Thank you for playing every day on the baseball field, day in and day out.
There you go. Thank you for playing on the baseball.
Thank you for Venezuela. Close to Aruba. I told you, that's the love we get.
Behind. So,
Venezuela,
so
right
you're,
there.
So ever since you came here, like, walked in the dugout today, you've been talking about Aruba.
It's nice, man. It's nice.
Well, okay. If I go there, will you, like, make special accommodations if Coop and I go there?
Yeah, I could get special accommodations. I don't know if I'll see you guys there.
No, I don't. We don't need to. We just need, like, a deal on a hotel.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
But
seeing you guys might be tough. Cause
I remember that from the last podcast.
Yeah,
you're a recluse.
I get bothered a lot. I mean, especially a lot of people from here. Like, they think they have more chance seeing me there than here.
Oh, really?
I mean... Here, you're not around Fenway. There's, like, a lot of securities for you to get to the player. It's hard here.
Yeah.
But there in Aruba, which security do I have? You know, I don't have none of the guys there.
Abby's giving me a dirty look. I'm going over my 10 minutes. If I go over 10 minutes, we got to wrap it up. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Here's one from Coop. What's your favorite podcast?
The Bradfo Show. Baseball isn't boring.
I got it.
I'm telling you, that white t-shirt.
It's a good t-shirt, right?
I got it. Yeah,
it really
yeah.
makes your triceps like something.
It's tight.
I mean, like,
I can't wear it today.
Is it too tight?
No, it's just like slim fit, you know.
It's right. Like, it's Italian cut.
Yeah.
It's Italian cut?
Yeah, right?
Never heard that before.
It's Michael Scott, The Office. Anyways, hey, listen, Xander, all sincerity, we always appreciate you coming on, and, you know, as evident by us starting the Make It Happen Foundation.
I was just going to say thank you and keep donating, you know. You never know. Something can happen.
Just
keep
donations go up.
Keep,
that's
keep
that's
going,
all it is.
You know, and maybe it'll work out.
The month of October is a big month for the Make It Happen Foundation. It's a big month. And by the way, you just helped it a whole lot. We might ask you to do a quick video. anyway, but we appreciate everything. I will always appreciate it. And, you know, we're pulling for you to come back. But whatever happens, you know, I know how to get to Philadelphia or Chicago. all right.
Thank
all right,
you,
Xander,
guys.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.